It's the Rolling Around the Barrel Vintage Baseball Podcast, co-hosted by the Swamp Fox, Rudy Frias. Rudy, how you doing?
I am fantastic.
Start stretching. You got a match coming up. You're not as young as you used to be.
Thank you.
Who do we have on the podcast right now? Tell us your name, sir.
My vintage baseball name or my real name?
All of it.
Okay, so vintage baseball is Maker, for Toy Maker. My name's Chris Tidwell.
Chris,
hey, I know a Tidwell. Wait a second. We know a Tidwell.
No, it's not Tidwell. Is it? Is it Tidwell?
Tidwell?
Does your,
you know Andrew?
Does your son have the largest hands in vintage baseball?
He does. Yeah, I think he does.
Bone cracker.
No?
Bone
Crusher.
Shaker. Bone shaker.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, all of that.
Andrew was driving through the park on his bike one day, and he came across the Canton Corn Shuckers and wound up on the young, talented Canton Corn Shuckers.
Good. Talk about finding the goose that lays the golden eggs.
It's stupid. Here we have the father, Maker. What's the number one toy ever sold in the history of the United States?
That's a good question. Do you know this answer?
I don't.
Okay, well then... You know, I believe that there's probably a group of about 10 that could qualify. The first thing I would say is you'd have to look at Mattel and Hasbro, because both of them have been dominant for decades. You know, Mattel with Barbie, and then Hasbro with, good God, every action figure that's been out there.
Isn't Potato Head Hasbro?
Yes.
Damn, I'm good.
Well, yeah, but it was Play School bought by Hasbro.
I don't get into all the politics of toys. Yeah.
But if you ask me over the last 2 years, MGA has reached that $1 billion mark with their LOL Surprise.
Oh, gosh. I had to assemble one of those things a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, and then, and by the way, the owner of that, if you research it, a guy named Isaac Larian. This guy absolutely hates Mattel, so everything he can do to take them out, he does.
We are getting the straight dirt on children's toys now.
There's definitely always dirt.
You tuned in for vintage baseball talk, and now you're getting some toy talk. Hey, I love it.
When you come into the tent and you sit down and we just knew one thing, and now we hit record. That's how it happens. What was your role in the toy making industry when you started out, and do you still do it? Tell us everything.
Well, yeah, 1987. I was interviewing with two companies. One was called Conier Architectural Aluminum. The other was Lego. I got offered both jobs, and it was a whopping $2,000 more to go to Conier. I just kept feeling horrible, and about 3 months in, and I was doing fine with Conier in Atlanta, but I made a decision to call Lego back. Now, I'm one of two guys in their history that I'm told where they were rejected and still accepted the guy to come back. The second round of interviews that I did were brutal, because why would I turn them down?
Oh, they put you under that interrogation light.
They did. It was, but I'll tell you what, I was. It taught me so much about the toy business. Yeah. The biggest thing is Lego's kind of principle, and that is don't lie. The first person, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to just tell it the way it is. But with them, you had to. Or else.
Has Lego ever tried to address the fact that they're the most painful thing to step on in the United States and around the world?
Actually, yes. In probably 1990, we came out with a product called the Brick Vac. And it was designed for children to roll across the floor and pick up the blocks. But I think it was short-lived, because kids still
don't pick up their toys. Why?
Let me tell you, the universe, the planets have aligned to bring us together today. Mom, Dad, this guy worked for Lego.
I did.
I look, I love the concept of Lego. Lego has caused me so much physical pain in my life, and now my son is obsessed with Lego and just everything, and he wants the ones that are above his age range,
yeah,
with the small pieces, and he smashes them, and they're all over the floor, and it's like a landmine at night in my house. I've never met somebody who has caused me so much pain in my life, so... But let me ask you this question. When Lego says, "All right, we're taking you back. Thanks for coming back to us." What was that what was it like? I mean, cuz Lego was by 87, 88, somewhere around there. Lego was pretty well established, right?
It was less than 100 million.
Okay.
It was about a little less than $90 million company. That's still decent size, yeah, but that was it. I mean, it's over a billion now, just in North America. It was intense because but I kept answering. It seemed like the same thing. How could you turn us down? And I actually used the analogy. I said, it's kind of like you meet this girl, you really like her, and you realize you should have kept going out with her, I guess they appreciated it.
So, oh my God!
Yeah, it was really, that was the answer.
This is you realize right here that this is an hour long interview. Like, you need to sit down with this gentleman because I have so many questions.
There's
about
so many toy questions.
The toy Hall of Fame. Your top five toys. Like, I could go on forever.
Tell me about some of the
planets, spy gear.
No, don't start. We're going to stay in Lego. Stay in Lego.
Okay.
All these stores around the world will build something as their centerpiece display item out of Lego.
Yeah.
What are some of the more impressive Lego sculptures you've seen?
You'd have to go to Denmark to where it all started. To what's called Bjelland, and they have in Bjelland, they have the original Legoland. So to see Mount Rushmore literally built on a side of a structure is phenomenal. When we launched Apollo 13, and this is pre all this design of NBA and all that. But when we did Apollo 13 and see the giant space shuttles and the mission control decks and all, to me, that was unreal. And then I would say out in Carlsbad, Legoland that they brought to the U.S., it was phenomenal. You know, there's so many it really is a product that you can make anything out of.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maker, thanks for stopping by and talking toys with us for 8 minutes at the Ohio Cup. I know you got a match coming up. Good luck in the match. Stay safe, and be well, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, I have so